Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
77093. Hello? Hello?
May I please have your first and last name?
Martha Davis.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
3010 Madeley Street.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our home spa max foot massager was purchased and also the warranty. How may I help you?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I didn't purchase anything from y'all. I got something for $3.99, and you guys went in there and charged me something for $67.32 out of my account.
Do you recall purchasing the item on the 30th of April for $7.95 with the warranty, which was $33.99?
No, ma'am.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up to receive this product without your knowledge?
Ma'am, what product was it?
A foot massager.
Okay, now that is being returned to y'all as we speak.
We're unaccepting any returns. It may be returned back to your address because we're unaccepting any returns at this moment.
Ma'am, I didn't order anything for $67.97 from your company. I only got the foot massager. I did not want anything else.
The reason why you're charged I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
No, you said reason why I'm what?
The reason why you were charged at $67.32 is because once you purchase our item on the 30th of April, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does say that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $67.32 for a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Oh, no, ma'am. I don't want anything from y'all.
I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately.
And what's the name of your company?
Home Spa Max.
Home Spa Max?
That is correct.
Okay, so if this item is here and I don't want it, it haven't even been, what do I don't want it?
I'm not sure, but we can't accept it back. You could possibly destroy the item or give it to a friend or a family member.
So you done charged me $67 for a sheet of paper?
No, ma'am, you received a gift card via email for the value of $125. If you have not received that email with the gift card, I'll be more than happy to provide you with our customer support email address so they're able to email your gift card.
A gift card for what? You didn't take
for the Factory Direct store.
From where?
For the Factory Direct store.
The Factory Direct, ma'am. Hello.
The gift card is for the Factory Direct store.
Okay, yeah, that's what. Okay, and so I didn't authorize this payment, so that's gonna have to be something between you guys and my bank, cause I'm finna repute these charges.
Okay, I do want to let you know for future references as well with your bank cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a chargeback on your account, and the dispute is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation, and they cannot override our terms and conditions. What I can do for you today as a courtesy out of that $67.32 is provide you with a 50% refund, which is a total of $33.66, and also get your account canceled out.
Okay, so you want me to return this thing to you, correct?
You're unaccepting any returns. You could possibly destroy the item or give it to a friend or a family member.
Okay, when are you going to put this $33 back into my account?
The refund takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Asia. It's spelled A-S-I-A.
A-S-I-A? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't want anything else. Cancel anything.
I do have a cancellation confirmation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
The number is 260-02-2979. The number again is 260-02-2979. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Oh, no, ma'am. I will never do this again. Y'all got me. But I want my $33 back.
Thank you for calling customer support.